Now, back to Earth, and backwards in time, because an ancient mathematical mystery has been solved this week by two Australian researchers who've been studying a 3,700-year-old clay tablet that was made originally by the Babylonians. It was first uncovered about a century ago in what's now southern Iraq, and then it ultimately was left by the owner to Columbia University in America. Historians knew that the writings on the tablet were numerical, but they didn't realise their significance. Now, mathematicians Norman Wildberger and Daniel Mansfield from the University of New South Wales in Sydney have deciphered what they think is the true meaning of the tablet, and it describes, they reckon, a previously unknown form of trigonometry for finding the sizes of right-angled triangles. And, get this, it predates Pythagoras by 1,000 years. Izzy Clark caught up with Daniel Mansfield to hear what the tablet looks like and what it shows.
It's rectangular. It's surprisingly heavy, and it's written in a very neat hand. Someone went to a great deal of trouble to rule this thing out neatly and carefully write down a whole sequence of numbers. The tablet was obtained by George Arthur Plimpton, who was an American publisher, and it was sold to him by a fellow called Edgar Banks, who's the real person upon which they say Indiana Jones was based. He was an archaeologist, an academic, an adventurer, an obtainer of rare antiquities. He's even got the same hat. So he sold it to Plimpton, who was a publisher and a collector of ancient mathematical texts. But of course, Plimpton just knew it had maths on it. No one really understood exactly what this was about. But it really wasn't known that it was anything special at all until in 1945, when Neugebauer and Sachs discovered that it actually contains Pythagorean triples.
And what exactly are they?
They're three numbers which describe a right triangle. Now, numbers which describe a right triangle are very special because they obey what we call Pythagoras' theorem. So if you have a triangle with sides A, B, and C, where C is the hypotenuse, then the numbers are related. A squared plus B squared is equal to C squared. And what Neugebauer and Sachs showed was that Plimpton 322 actually contains Pythagorean triples, which is amazing because it shows that the Babylonians knew about Pythagoras' theorem 1,000 years before Pythagoras was even born.
I mean, that is incredible. What do those numbers mean?
Well, that's what people have really been scratching their heads about. For 70 years, we've known that this is a very special, highly sophisticated tablet, but why does it have Pythagorean triples on it? What is the meaning of it? It's not just a random sequence. It's an ordered sequence of Pythagorean triples. And the ordering is very special. It starts with something that's almost a right isosceles triangle, or almost half a square. And then it goes down row by row to flatter kind of triangles. I don't want to say words like inclination or angle, because they don't exist at this time. The triangles get flatter, if you like.
Now, Pythagoras' theorem, which we all learned throughout high school, uses angles. If they weren't using angles, how did Babylonians use trigonometry?
They used ratios. So this is 1,000 years before angles were even thought of. But you don't need a notion of angle to study trigonometry. You can use ratios alone. And in fact, that's what we propose Plimpton 322 is all about, just a table of ratios of the sides of a right triangle. They'd use ratios to describe steepness. So you see things like descriptions of a canal, or they talk about how much width per unit depth the triangle requires. So a long ramp might require a lot of width per unit depth, and a really steep one, we call it steep, and the Babylonians would say that it's a very short amount per unit depth.
How did these Babylonians use trigonometry?
It's very difficult to say what they used it for. We really don't know. All we have to explore this world is this tiny window for which we have evidence. Now, we have something which appears to be a trigonometric table, but how they used it is really open to speculation. I'm happy to speculate on that. I personally think it was used for surveying, but I have to say all that we have is what's written on the tablet.
This is all mathematics from literally over 3,000 years ago. Can we use this new, well, not new approach, this ancient Babylonian approach for our use?
Well, I'd love to see us find a way to use this trigonometry. It's really out there for people to start using it again now that we know what it looks like. I personally think that we should use this to teach trigonometry in school. This is a great way for people to understand triangles, and it doesn't require them to understand what the square root of 2 is or trigonometric functions like sine, cos and tan or an angle. You can study triangles without any of these things. It's very early days. We've only just discovered this, or rediscovered this. Certainly, I think there's a place for it in the world.
Incredible, isn't it? A wonderful story how old 3,700-year-old maths could become new maths in the classrooms of today. Daniel Mansfield was speaking with Izzy Clark, and the story he was describing is just out in the journal Historica Mathematica.